Hi everyone, welcome to Gratis, the podcast that shares 5 minute reviews on free resources around the web. For this episode, we're going to be talking about the graphic design resource Canva, found at www.canva.com. And I came upon this resource about a year ago when I was working on some promotional avenues for my science fiction work, and it's actually pretty cool. So it's really for people who need to kind of create some graphic design elements but really do not have that skill set, you know, in their toolkit. You know, I have access at work to Photoshop, Illustrator, InDesign, and I have a very limited understanding of those. And I can work around them and navigate them, but I found that Canva has been really useful for when I just want something that's kind of slimmed down, gives me some tools that are very useful, but without all the bells and whistles. So one of the best aspects of it is the templates, and what that provides is just some, you know, pre-designed quality visual elements and different aspects, like infographics, email headers, letterhead, which, you know, can be translated into resumes, business cards, blog titles. It really makes you look super professional on the web without, you know, needing to hire a graphic designer, honestly. And, you know, we all have, you know, this budding side hustle that we want to start or that we're in the means of launching, and this can really take us to the next level. You know, like many online platforms, this has a free option and some paid options, but honestly, I've been using the free option for a while and I really haven't felt the need to upgrade yet. It's really doing everything that I needed to do. I just finished completing an infographic that's really visually appealing. I usually use it for email headers because it kind of has fixed widths. So it's great. You can set your brand images and, you know, they'll give you kind of colors and the different templates that match those. You can upload your photos, logos. There's a bunch of different free elements like, you know, stock photography and shapes and, you know, font sizes and font groupings, which is really great. So yeah, check it out. Canva.com. And let me know what you think of it.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.